Welcome to our community. We've got a guest in the studio. Lou is from the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, and she's a development advisor, a learning and development advisor. We're talking about Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month this month with our friends from South Central Foundation. Welcome and good morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
And so this week there's, I guess every week there's a special event on Fridays. What's going on with that?
So April is Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And over at Family Wellness Warriors Initiative at South Central Foundation, and every Friday we're hosting a Friday talk. And that Friday talk centers around different issues in our community and features different organizations in our community. So this Friday, we're featuring the organization Priceless, and they're going to be talking specifically around the connection between childhood abuse and sex trafficking. So it's a topic that really impacts our community in a bigger way, unfortunately. So they're going to be shedding some light on that.
And of course, the focus on reducing these sorts of harms is really what Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is all about, right?
Yes, it is.
And so I feel like sometimes there's a stigma about talking about it, and then an organization like yours helps bring about a little bit of a change where we do talk about this. Is there something that you want to talk about as far as like what sorts of things mitigate mm-hmm. these sorts of social ills?
Yeah. So you're right. There is a stigma to talk about these things. I know for me, childhood sexual abuse and sexual assault is part of my story. And so what we talk about a lot at Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is breaking the silence of those things. And by breaking the silence, we are ending cycles of abuse, because many times for generations, we have existed in these parts of our stories have existed in silence. And so by breaking the silence, we're making a way not just for ourselves to heal, but for generations after us to heal.
And so kind of opening the door that's not something that needs to be perpetuated.
Exactly. We like to say at South Central Foundation that there's a story behind everyone's eyes. And oftentimes it's not just your story, but it's the story of the generations before you as well. And so when we speak out, when we break the silence, when we share our stories, we don't just heal ourselves, we're also healing those stories, those generational stories as well.
That sounds very powerful.
Yeah, it is. It's something that I'm personally very passionate about, because when we start talking about statistics, when we talk about Alaska leading in statistics of sexual assault and child sexual abuse, those aren't just numbers. Those represent family members. Those represent sisters, mothers, cousins, brothers, grandparents, and our future generations. And so for me, this is personal. And the hope that comes from working in a movement such as Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is that we can end these cycles for the coming generations.
And how much does awareness kind of play into that? Like, is there more, we have this month set aside, and we kind mm-hmm. of try and spread the word that this is something that's occurred, and we're looking out to make, how does that change things?
Well, I think it changes things when we can kind of see the issues and see it clearly and shed light. It changes by bringing education, it changes by bringing awareness, but also it tells those who have been harmed that it's okay to share, that it's okay to step into the light, that their stories matter. And one of the wonderful things about Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is we don't just work with those who have been harmed, we also work with those who harm. And so we can see one thing that came when I shared my story and the impact of that, I was able to see how I took those things, those harms that I experienced, and then how that impacted me in my own adult life, in the relationships I had, and the way I treated myself and treated others. And so we can see how we repeat some of those same cycles.
I see. And so, you know, one of the topics, the topic coming up this mm-hmm. this Friday is this the idea of trafficking with this priceless group. Is there a great connection or a connection between trafficking and the previous harms or childhood traumas?
So that's exactly what Gwen Adams with Priceless is going to be talking about on Friday, is about that connection between childhood abuse and sex trafficking, and what is being found about how oftentimes those abuses there's a possibility for more vulnerability to enter to be targeted in that way. So she's going to be sharing about that, and I definitely encourage folks to come by to learn more about that connection and learn more about what we can do as a community to stop sex trafficking in our community. And that the time for that too, that's going to be at our NUCA Learning and Wellness Center, and that's from noon to 1 p.m. this Friday. And there's more information about that on our website, fwwi.org. And I really invite folks to come down and be engaged in that conversation.
Well, thanks so much. Our guest today is Lou with the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. And thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Lou, thanks for the great information. Frank Chytluck, thank you very much. Coming up on 8:30, just around the corner, we got a new track from the Mother Hips' latest album, and then a live set and conversation with Mother Hips. Don't go away.
Get in on the action. Native Youth Olympics influences young people to improve their academic performance and strengthens their overall health and well-being. Come cheer for athletes from across the state, April 26th through 28th, at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage, as they compete in traditional Native contests of skill and endurance. Visit citci.org for a schedule of events and more.
News programming on KNBA is sponsored by BP Alaska, fueling Alaska's future.